Log Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Cindy Sansone Brath, author of Grant Me a Higher Love and Why Good People Can't Lead Bad Relationships. I'm a woman on a mission, and that mission is to have you and everyone else have the best love life possible in this new millennium. But before this can happen, you're going to have to learn a few new tricks. Joining me tonight, as always, is my co-host and producer, Nicole. Nicole's a beautiful young woman, a writer, an entrepreneur, and a lesbian, not necessarily in that order, and she's here to share her love stories and her war stories with us. She's the voice that will make all of us women stop blaming everything on the opposite sex, since Nicole knows women are making some of the same kinds of mistakes in their relationships with each other. Well, hello, Nicole. How are you this evening?
I am doing well, Cindy, and how are you?
Oh, everything's good, and everything's good. I'm so glad to hear your voice. It's always very comforting that you're here because, as I was telling you, when I went to log on, it showed no listeners, which I thought was really weird because we know we have already a lot of listeners here, and you weren't on it. It was just blank. So I go to dial in your number that usually is, and then all of a sudden it pops up all this stuff. So I was like, that was really weird. it was like very weird to see how Blog Talk Radio can do some things that we never know why it does what it does. It's always that
I have surprising. No idea. Blog Talk Radio is always like that, though. So I come to expect a challenge.
A challenge, right. That's a good word, a challenge. But we always seem to make it work somehow or another. And yesterday I was looking in Newsday, and they have the events for singles. You know, like they have that page. I don't know if you read Newsday, but they have it. And, you know, I think, hey, there were some pretty interesting things there. So I was just going to point out a few of them because – a lot of times people don't know where they can meet people. You know, they always think, I don't know where to meet them, okay? And I saw a couple of nice things, like on a Monday they had a walk and talk singles. Don't you think that sounds nice, walk and talk? At Field 6,
yes,
in front of the refreshment building, take a walk with other singles from 6 to 7:30 p.m., free Jones Beach Boardwalk. Afterwards, they meet at a local diner if you want to, separate checks, which is nice. So you don't have to... it's not going to cost you. You don't have to treat anybody, but wouldn't that be nice?
Very
cool. You didn't need to do on a Monday. You go for to Jones Beach. I thought that was like a great idea. Just walk and talk. And again, we're always saying you're not going to necessarily meet your guy or your girl there, but you could meet some new friends. And through those friends, and if people that want to walk and talk and go by the beach, I mean, those are already like, okay, that's a nice healthy thing to do. So that sounded like pretty interesting to me, that one there.
Yeah, no, definitely.
And, you know, some of the other ones they have, Plainview with New Beginnings, TV talk show host, and I don't know who that is, leads a discussion, a support group for 50 and older who are moving on from divorce, death, or other life changes. That was in the Bethpage Plainview Library. I mean, I thought that was... yeah, you know, some of these are sounding like better than the nut. They had another one on Saturday in Jones Beach, and it was Singles Association of Long Island Evenings at Jones Beach, 25 and older, parking field 4, meet at 6:30 at the flagpole, either a game of miniature golf or shuffleboard, followed by a concert by the stage at the boardwalk. I mean, those are kind of fun things. So
Just
saying there are stuff that, you know, you can go to, and so maybe, you know, look at the singles events, you know, on newsday.com. And, you know, just there are stuff. So, you know, when people tell me there's nowhere to meet, I'm like, you don't have to just do match.com. You have to, these were free events. I didn't read one thing that you had to pay for. Okay. Yeah, if you wanted to play shuffleboard, you would have to pay for that. But, okay. So, but it's a little fees. But I just think getting out there a little bit, especially in the summer, is important. If you want to meet people, go to these events, look around for them, because, you know, Nicole and I are both married, so we don't keep up with this stuff all the time, but
I don't.
You know, But it's still up to us to let you know that there are places you could meet people and fun places. Well, I do see my husband who's sailing today is on, so I'm going to pick him up, and maybe you could screen the first caller. And I'm just going to try to pick up and see what TJ has to say, because maybe he has something to say about this single stuff. Hi, TJ. You're live and on the air.
How you doing there, dear?
Okay, dear. And are you guys swimming or sailing?
No, we're on our way back. We're sailing right around the edge, coming back from Last Point, now turning right west, directly with the sun right in my face. A lot of haze. Todd said it's the particles in the air, the unhealthy stuff. Anyway, I was listening to your advice. For a minute, I was wondering where you were going, where to go meet for singles. I thought maybe I was, you were like,
No, it's for my clients who don't keep telling me they don't know how they're going to meet anybody. And so
eventually you can send me a little text about the timings of stuff for tonight. And I'm going to let you get to your next. And hello, Nicole. You know, I love you. And Misa. And I'm going to let you get to your calls. And we're going about 2 knots towards the sun. Very peaceful. I did swim. And tomorrow, the beach. I'm psyched. All right.
Okay.
I love you.
All right. So I'll see you later. Okay. Have a great sail.
Okay. Yeah. Like I said, text eventually. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye. All right, so it's funny because he did not have a clue why I was saying the stuff about the singles events. But, again, my job is to, like, if I see something, I need to say, you know, what you can do to meet people, because, you know, there's just a lot of stuff. There's a lot of activities. And, again, just meeting a nice new friend is probably just as good as meeting a new lover, getting a new friend here or there. And especially if you're single, you need to make friends because you need people to go out with. You know, and it's hard if all your friends are married. So I could see that Nicole already screened. Tasha, you want to tell me about that? Okay, Tasha, California, in a relationship with Sean, called a while back. Okay, so I guess I'm going to pick up on that because you're still screening. Okay, let me just get Tasha. Tasha, you're live and on the air.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Okay, so you're in a relationship with Sean. Okay, can you just fill me in a bit on that? Because I didn't get to speak to Nicole.
Oh, I want to know about the relationship part with me and Sean. I want to know, when do you see us speaking more, spending time with each other more?
Okay. You want to see him more than you're seeing him?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. and talk to him more. Like, when do you see that happen?
Okay, now... you know, I could see Sean really likes you a lot, but he's got some commitment issues. Have you figured that out yet?
Yes.
Sometimes he just artificially controls how close you can get by not talking to you that often or not seeing you as much as he even would want to. Have you told him how you feel? Have you said to him, I want to see you more?
Oh, no, not yet.
Okay. And how long has this been going on for now?
About 2 years.
Okay, and, you know, he kind of seems happy with the way it is. Do you realize that?
Oh, okay.
And, you know, he's not going to move it forward without you maybe suggesting it or talking to him about it. So are you going to have the nerve to say what you want? Are you going to be strong enough on that?
Yeah, if it needs to be done. So I should just go ahead and tell him how I feel about him first, because it seems like he's going to
say,
you
know, like, you know, where is this going and where do you want it to be, and I'd really like to see you more. You know, he may turn around and tell you, this is all I can give. What would you respond to that?
Oh, what you said, what?
Right. I mean, you know, if that's his choice, you know, what are you going to say? But, you know, it's not like he doesn't care about you or like you. It just seems to me like he really has commitment issues. Was he married once before?
Yeah.
Because it looks like he's a little gun-shy because of that, of moving it forward. You know, when people get hurt and a marriage doesn't work out, sometimes they're just not great at, they get afraid of commitment. But how often are you seeing him now?
I've seen him last month.
Okay, so you're only seeing him, like, once a month?
Yeah. Dude, it was due to the fact that I was on these pills that drove me crazy. So he was just checking on me to see how I'm doing. And then he called me like 2 weeks ago to see how I was doing.
Okay, so, you know, it's, you know, see, talk to him and see if this is going to move forward. But it looks like it's pretty much going to stay exactly as it is unless something, you know, you say something to him or you let him know what you want. And you said you were on what, pills that were making you crazy? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I was on these lupus pills. They drove me crazy.
Yeah, well, I can understand that because older souls have a hard, and you're a very old soul, have a hard time with pharmaceuticals, you know. Sometimes they just, you know, other people can use them and they're fine, but an older soul will get every side effect under the sun, and it'll be horrible. And so now you're not on those pills anymore?
Yeah, I'm not on.
Okay, good, because they, you know, they weren't right for you. And lupus is an autoimmune disorder that we end up giving ourselves because we beat ourselves up a lot. You know, it can go in remission as well, lupus. But do you realize that you've, in your life, stuffed down a lot of anger? You haven't always dealt with your anger issues? And stuffing down anger is a good recipe for lupus and other autoimmune disorders. So are you processing some of your childhood and your life that wasn't so easy?
I'm over it.
Okay,
like,
good.
Lupus.
Right. You don't have lupus, you said? Not anymore?
Yeah.
Like it's in remission?
No, they try to diagnose me with lupus. They don't know what I have.
Okay, and again, remember, with these things, sometimes they're playing a guessing game. But, you know, because it just, the symptoms, okay, it's the symptoms of lupus or symptoms of this.
Yeah.
But, you know what I mean? So they play a guessing game. But what it looks like is something that, you know, dealing with some of your issues and things in your life, you're even talking to Sean and telling him what you want. You know, speak up a little bit. You'd be surprised how much better you're going to feel. Are your symptoms better now than when you were having them in recently?
Yeah, I'm fine because I'm not on the pills no more.
Isn't that funny? Okay. And, you know, it, you know, if you were having some symptoms, sometimes they're stress-related and stuff like that. So, you know, I do see your health getting better. You know, just keep doing what you've been doing now. But talk to Sean. Tell him you want to see him more. And let us know what Sean has to say. How far away does he live from you?
Like 2 cities over.
Okay, so does it take like 40 minutes or something?
Yeah.
Okay, but you still should be seeing each other more than once a month, don't you think?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you know, he does care about you. I don't see that he doesn't care about you, but move it forward. You actually have a very good year opening up for you, so I'm glad you called in. Call in again and let us know what happens when you speak to Sean.
Okay.
Because we want to see this move forward. Don't you want to see it move forward a little more?
Yeah. Do he want it to move forward?
I, you know, he likes you. You're a very likable human being. He likes you, but he's just scared. So, you know, if you're not going to say anything, he'd probably keep it the way it is. But if you brought it up and told you wanted to see him more, you know, it looks like, you know, you have a chance of him saying, yeah, I'll see you, like, you know, once a week or something. Wouldn't that be better once a week?
Yeah.
Okay, and, you know, communicating more with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Well, call in again and keep us posted, please. And I'm glad that you're feeling better and that you realize the meds weren't helping.
Yeah.
I mean, I love with doctors because they always tell you the meds are not doing the side effects. I just love that. You know, I mean, I just no, really, it's not okay. It's not the meds that this is listed of their side effects, but it's not that that's doing it to me. You know.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm glad you sound good and you're feeling better now.
Yeah.
Okay, great. And keep us posted, okay? And call in again.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Good luck to you. Bye.
All right.
Okay, so we have Kathy, okay? Nicole, what's Kathy's story?
Okay, well, basically, Kathy is calling us from Long Island. She has done a reading with you before, Cindy, and she did call in a couple of months ago. And she just wants to know about a job. And she also wants to know, when will she meet somebody?
Okay.
Here we go with
These
Kathy
are all good
in Long
questions.
Island.
These are all questions. Good questions.
Hello, Kathy. You're on the air.
Hi. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Kathy. Okay, so are you looking for a new job? Is that the story that we're
getting? Yes, I am. I'm wondering if I'll get this new one or one soon thereafter. I have my resumes out there, and I had a great interview, and I was just wondering, I don't know.
They liked you at the interview. They liked you.
Yes.
Okay. They really liked you. Did you only have one interview so far?
Yes.
Okay, because, you know, you're at the top of the candidates right now.
Mm.
You know, you're the one they like the best, so that really looks very good here for you.
Oh, great.
They liked you very much. You're really ace the interview.
Mm-hmm.
You also gave them the impression you would fit in with the company. Which is their main concern.
Okay.
You know, they don't doubt you can do the job at all.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's one other person that sort of like in the running, but
okay. You
look like the best candidate of all. They may ask for another interview.
Okay.
So be prepared for that. But I love people that are looking for a new job and looking for love, the two things are usually linked together.
Oh.
So it's like you meeting some new people through work. And I got the soulmate card and a husband card across from it. Do you want to get married in the future?
Oh, sure. I would love to.
Okay, good. Because like a lot of times people say, no, I don't want to get married. But this is not only did you get the soulmate card, but you got a husband card across from it.
Oh,
and
wow.
It's an unusual alignment of cards that I got because there's only two soulmate cards out of 82 cards. You got both of them side by side, so it's a very high soulmate.
That's great. That would be fantastic.
Big love. It's a big love, okay? It's not a little love.
Okay.
It's a big love. Did you end your last relationship completely now?
Oh, yes.
Good. And because this man is ready, willing, and able to love, okay? He's not married. He doesn't have baggage. You know, he's available, okay?
Any clues about, like, how I'll meet him or, like, initial of his name or something?
Okay, have you been going anywhere to meet people or getting out there or doing anything to meet anyone?
I'm going out with friends.
Okay, good. And when you're with your friends, do you mingle, though?
If possible, but it's hard.
Right, because sometimes when you're going out with just your friends, if you're only going to talk to them, you know, men are like a little reluctant to kind of permeate a pack of women.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, do you look around when you're out there, like at people or, you know?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Okay, good. And, you know, also do you go to any single events or anything like we were talking about earlier in the show?
Yes, no, I don't. No.
Because some of them might, you know, you might want to just Google single events on Long Island because it's a nice way to meet people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you don't have to go to everything, but, you know, something might say, oh, this one I think is right. This one looks like a good place to go. Because it looks like just get yourself out there. Again, you're job hunting, and that always opens the door for the possibility of you meeting, you know, new people. That's always great.
Yes, that is good.
You're not working at all right now?
I am currently, but I'm looking for something else.
Okay, good, because that's what gives you a little bit in the driver's seat, because they know you're still working, these people, so...
Yes.
They know you're not desperate. Do you know what I mean? Like
yes.
Did you tell them what you wanted salary wise?
Yes, I did.
Okay, and they seem to be okay with that. You know,
yeah.
So you know, what you asked for was in their ballpark.
Yes, definitely.
And you know, you've got a lot of changes in the future. In your future.
Ooh.
I mean,
okay.
Good changes. Okay?
Good changes,
like,
great.
I think you've been kind of not settling, but kind of like you're sort of on the sidewalk right now. Everything is kind of safe. And these changes are like trying to give you a real life, a full life, you know, where the love is coming. And you're getting a lot of guidance from the other side. Do you feel it at all?
I have, not recently, but before in the past I have. But now it's kind of, I guess, garbled.
I don't see it garbled at all. It's just because you want love and you need a good job, they're kind of trying to bring it all sort of at the same time.
Okay.
And your resume is good. Your interview skills are great. Did you know they liked you? Because did you sense it?
I could sense it. Yeah, yeah.
Because they really liked you a lot. And you actually have a. When's your birthday? The month and the day?
December 4th. I'm a Sagittarius.
Okay, good. You have a lot of changes coming in. Your new year starts December 4th. Really, when your birthday is, you have
mm-hmm.
a lot of changes coming now, sweeping right into December. So.
Wow. So
your cards are actually very good. You just need a little bit of courage. It gets a little discouraging if you haven't met anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, people just have to get out there and be open to it. Have you ever done the dating sites at all?
Oh, yes, years ago, but it didn't work well, no.
Yeah, because I'm not seeing you meeting them on the dating site. I'm just telling you, if you're on there, you know, have fun with it, but I see it more going about your everyday life. And,
okay.
Are you ready for a soulmate that's going to change your life? Because this is really life-changing.
Yes, I am. Sure, why not?
Good. And whose father has passed away? There's a father figure in the room right now.
Mine did. And actually, when I had a reading with you, he was the one you said that got us together.
Uh-huh, because he's in the room now. Okay?
I believe it.
Okay, all of a sudden your dad walked in and goes, "Don't you remember me?" And I'm going, "Yes, now I do." Okay? I don't always remember the living, but I always remember the dead. That's the weird part
okay.
about it. But now, your dad wanted you to get read by me, and he also has your soulmate pick for you. Okay,
oh,
remember,
how nice.
Took him a little while because you had like three available soulmates, and he took a long time to really study the soul records of each person, which goes lifetimes back. I mean, you could spend like forever reading them,
mm-hmm.
but he took a long time, and he said he's really picked the one he thinks is the very best for you.
Oh, that's nice. Can I get a first name or something? Or like a?
I don't like to give first names for men, particularly because they all have the same name.
How about a look, like I could just be on the lookout for, like dark hair, light hair, I don't know, tall, short?
It's more of a soul connection here. So it's like when you meet him, you're going to totally feel this connection, like instantaneous. He has some of the traits of your dad, by the way.
Okay.
So, within talking to him for like an hour, you're going to say, oh, my dad would like that, or my dad would have said that, you know.
Okay.
Because you know it's going to come from your dad. And I'm finding it interesting the way your dad's like, oh, you won't need her to drop any hints. When you meet this guy, you're going to know it.
Okay.
Okay, and your dad misses you a lot. Do you miss him?
Yes, I do. Yes, I feel his presence sometime, though, really.
Right, he's one of your, you know, mean spirit guides watching over you.
Aww.
And according to him, you were a very good daughter.
Aw, thank you.
And he would just rest a lot more in peace if you had a good man. I will tell you this. On your father's top of the list is that the man is successful and hardworking.
Okay, yes.
I mean, your father was like one of the soulmates that could have been brought in alignment. Your father said it wasn't hardworking enough for him. He goes, no, the guy's got to be hardworking.
Oh, yes, he was all about the hardworking, yes.
Right, so I mean, he kind of liked the guy, but he was like, nope, he wasn't hardworking enough. So this is the one that your father likes best and, you know, he's saying father knows best, and he does know best when it comes to this. And, you know, just keep your eyes open. It could be just getting this new job.
Mm-hmm.
You'll open up the world to new friends and new people.
Aww.
You know, and he knows you work hard, too.
Yeah.
So he's kind of got to bring you somebody while you're working hard.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he doesn't want to, like, break your air conditioning or something, so it's the air conditioned guy. He'd prefer not to break anything or do anything like
yes,
that.
Yeah, please
you
don't know. No.
He'd prefer it, you know, let me bring it like as you're making some money.
Yes.
And,
that would be nice.
And if you need any help, always ask him. But I would expect your life to be really changed dramatically in the next, you know, by the time December comes.
Really?
So that's good. And, you know, maybe, who knows, maybe they'll have a Christmas party or something where you work, you know, your new job. So
okay.
It's always possible, but remember, people have to communicate, they have to talk. And wherever you go, just keep your eyes open, you know,
okay.
to a potential person. Do us a favor and call in again, and Your dad's laughing because he's on the radio. He's getting a kick out. He's on the radio. he said he had to die to go on the radio.
He was a ham, so he would love that.
Oh, he was a ham radio operator?
No, he was a ham.
He's a ham. Oh, yeah.
Grab a microphone at parties and stuff. So.
Oh, I could tell because he made the joke that he's getting a kick out of being on the radio. Because a lot of times, dead people if they were shyer, they don't necessarily want to publicly talk. You know, that doesn't go away. But your dad has no problems talking.
No, he doesn't. Never did. So
publicly, and he's like, you'll know that I'm the one who brought him, this man, because there'll just be markers of your dad all over the place.
Really?
You know, things that he finds to be important. Like the man is kind of old fashioned, according to your dad.
Okay. Okay, my dad was very old-fashioned, yeah.
Right, you know, kind of open your door, watch that you're in the great in the house kind of guy.
Yeah.
And, your dad said out of your three soulmates, the other one that he thought was good wasn't old-fashioned enough. Like,
okay.
And he wants to make sure this man will commit to you. And, he's not afraid of commitment.
Well, that's important.
Seems to be like the number one thing, if you listen to our radio show at all, is that people are just not committing.
Yes, yes.
I mean, it's like, I feel like I'm a broken record saying the same thing over and over, like with Tasha before. I mean, it's not that he doesn't care about her, he just doesn't want to commit. So,
yeah.
Your father said he has no patience with that.
Yeah,
so.
Neither do I, so.
No, you're hardworking and you want a man who recognizes who you are.
Yeah.
And your father certainly says, the man I picked you're going to get a kick out of.
Oh.
So I like your dad, though. He's like, no nonsense. I know what she needs.
Hmm.
So, Now, is it on Long Island, the job that you're getting?
Oh, yes, definitely, yes.
Because your dad doesn't want you commuting too far.
No. Well, half an hour, so I can
okay,
do that.
Okay, that's good. And let us know if you get the job, because it looks really great here for you. And
oh, I will. I may find out tomorrow or definitely next week. So
good, because, again, there's one other person. It's like only between you and another person. It's not like a million people.
Okay.
They seem to have not been impressed with most of the people that they were interviewing.
Okay.
So, and then you came along and it's like, oh, really great. So you are a good fit for the company, too.
Oh, good. I hope I like it if I get it. You know, it seems nice.
Right. And, it's hard when you already have a job. It's like, people tend to like the devil they know, but now it's time for a change. It's a little scary to make that move. I mean, when you don't have a job, you just take it. What's there to lose?
Yeah.
But you would be getting increasingly unhappy at the job you are if you stayed.
Yes.
So,
yes.
I mean, it's not unbearable, but it would start getting unbearable.
Yes, definitely.
So, your dad said in the 11th hour, we're bringing you a good job.
Oh, how nice. Well, I could
and where
that.
Did you hear about this one? On Indeed or something? Or
actually, it was in the newspaper.
Okay. Wow. It was actually in the newspaper.
I go on Indeed also, but it was in the newspaper.
It's better. Indeed, it goes into a slush pile a lot of times where they have like 1,000 applicants, and half the time they don't even get read. The newspaper, people don't even look in the newspaper anymore.
Oh, so I do. But Indeed, you never hear back. Like, you can send out a resume and you never hear back.
No, and that's what I'm telling you about Indeed.
Yeah.
First of all, I think Indeed helped with the ghosting and dating, because I believe that it's become, like, acceptable for you just not to respond to people.
Oh,
you know what I
mean? That's awful.
But it's awful because they don't respond at all, and you feel like you're sending all this stuff out and you're not getting a response. So the newspaper, the old-fashioned newspaper, not that they get as many jobs in there, but when they do have one, they're not getting 1,000 applicants.
Yes.
Okay, whereas Indeed, they literally get 2,000 for each job. And that's what's so, because sometimes you probably look and say, I'm a perfect fit, and you are a perfect fit. But they just get so many resumes that, the people that they just look through the first top 10 of them or whatever, they don't even look through all of them.
Oh, that's frustrating, too. So
yeah, that's why I'm just letting you know why Indeed is such a, can be frustrating with looking for a job. And any of the sites that are just online like that, whereas the newspaper, you really do get more of a response and a quicker response. Did you find you got a pretty quick response from
the
newspaper?
Yes, a very quick response. I was very surprised. So
that's because people aren't looking there. they maybe only got 10 people.
Yeah.
Not 2,000 or 3,000 applicants.
Oh, wow.
Which is so frustrating. And again, you know, years ago when you would have to type out a cover letter, like, you know, it was really hard to type out a letter because, you know, you make a mistake, you got to white it out. It was really complicated.
Yes.
And you only had your one resume. You didn't have one you tweaked for everything. And you had to mail it, and it cost you money.
Mm-hmm.
And you put a nice stationery.
Yes.
And you would get a response back.
The person,
you would get one that might have been a form one letter, but it was typed, had your name in it.
Yeah.
And they said, thank you for sending your resume. Remember
That's
those days?
Yes, I remember those days.
And that was a lot harder to do it. I don't understand why you can't just even have, like, an automatic thing that says, well, we received your resume and we're looking at it. Like, you get nothing. I just can't believe it, how you get nothing.
Yeah,
just,
that's right.
And there's no reason. Emails are easy. And what's frustrating a lot of my clients is they go on, like, 5 interviews. That's a lot. Go to 5
mm-hmm.
interviews. And then they don't even call them or email them that they didn't get the job.
That's right, yes. You have to call them just to see if it was filled or not. Yes.
No, that's not right.
Yeah.
You went on all these, like, you should just put an email. You just have a form thing that says, you know, whatever, but put the name that you didn't get it. Like, how long does that take?
Mm-hmm.
And people will wait, like, patiently for, like, 3 weeks, and they'll be asking me, did I get the job? I go, I don't think so. It doesn't work it. But why don't you call? And they call, and they didn't get the job. Like, but meanwhile, they were waiting 3 weeks to hear back.
That's right, yeah.
It's, you know, and hope springs eternal, you know. People keep waiting.
I know.
Let's see if we can't get a better job hunting world out there. If you're one of these people, if you're in human resources and you're listening, take a little time to give a response back to people. I mean, some days people are really depressed. They haven't heard anything. Even just a nice letter, oh, you were really seriously considered. We liked it. But, you know, sorry you didn't get it. Might give someone that little hope they need that day.
That's right. Something positive, yes.
You know, but it is frustrating. But I'm so glad, you know, you – and let us know, because, remember, we're always trying to tell people, how can you find love? How can you find a job? The newspaper. Maybe go to the newspaper. They might only have 8 jobs in there, but that might be the 8 – one of those jobs is the one that's your name on it.
That's right. That's right.
Well, good luck to you, and thank you so much for calling in, and let us know what happened.
Oh, well, thank you for talking with me.
Good luck to you.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. She's so well-spoken. She has a beautiful voice. Okay, we have Katie.
Yes.
And then we're going to do the 813, which is Kimmy. Okay, because Kimmy emailed me earlier, so.
I don't see an 813, but okay, I'm going to believe you.
Okay, last 4 digits.
Oh, there it is.
Nine,
I see it now. Okay.
Okay, good. I know. It depends because it forms different on my computer than yours, so I couldn't even tell you which number
down.
Well,
no, down you know what? In the middle of your conversation with Kathy, I completely got booted off, and it asked me if I wanted to end the show. I'm like,
that's what happened to me.
No.
That's what happened to me. I thought it was just me.
I had
the same thing happened.
To,
I had to log back on. I didn't mention it because I just did it automatically, but I had to log back on too. So it happened to me too. So you know, I thought maybe it was my computer or something.
I came back in time.
But it happened at the same time then, because it happened when I was on with Kathy, and I'm trying to read her while I'm booting up the computer. You know.
Oh boy! No, no. Well, this wasn't on the computer. It literally ejected my phone call. It said, "Do you want to end your show now?" After it connected me, and I was like, "No." So I called back in and I put the PIN number back in, and I was able to reconnect to the live show. But I was like, "Jesus!" It completely knocked me off. But so here we go. We're going to speak to Kat.
All right. So we're
going to
Katie. Tell me about Katie.
All right, well, she's got career questions. She's looking for a new opportunity. She's looking for a better job, and she wants to know, what do you see, Miss Cindy? So here we go with Katie.
Okay.
Hello, Katie. You're on the air.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, good. We love it. And okay, so you want a better job. Today we seem to have the people want better jobs, huh?
Yeah, I was listening, like.
Wait, okay, you were listening to you saying, oh, those slush piles, they're horrible. And that's why, also, and I'll give you a little more job hints, because I used to help people find jobs years ago. And this was before online, but now it's even easier to find it by going directly to companies. Like websites, if you go to like ABC or NBC websites, they'll tell you job opportunities they have on the website. Right,
so,
yeah.
They don't always post them. So if you're interested in a particular company, you can look at their website and send to their human resources, even if there's not a job listed.
Right.
Because like 80% of jobs never get listed anywhere.
Right,
because
that's
people,
true.
Because people are getting enough resumes sent to their through their websites and things that they don't post it anywhere. But for the
yes.
good news for you is I got a Queen of Pentacles card, which is good because it means you're going to make more money. And I also got a card that shows that you're going to learn a little more on the job that you're going to get. So are you looking forward to learning some new skills too?
Yes, you took the words out of my mouth because right now I'm just doing kind of like I just took it. It was a company I wanted to work for, but not doing what I wanted to do. And it's data entry. And I'm like, I would prefer to enhance my skills or to because that's going to increase my value, period, not just with this particular company, but with any company. And I can work for myself. So I want to learn, enhance my skills.
Right. And actually, I love the way when you said work for yourself, because ultimately what's been channeled to me is self-employed people are the only people who are going to survive in the millennium. There's too
yes.
much ageism in America. You hit 50 and get a job, okay? And it's scary. So if you manage to learn all your skills, you know, that will really help you to have your own business in the future. And in this day and age of websites and skills, you don't need a lot of money to start a small business. So
right.
ultimately, you look like you'll have your own business. But this one, you know, older souls, and you're a very old soul as well, have a lot of imposter syndrome. They don't think they're as good as they are at things. They get nervous. And so when they get offered something that they have to learn, they don't know how to bullshit and say, I can do it. I'll learn. They tend to get nervous. I want you not to get nervous because you're going to really learn a lot in the job that you're going to be getting. And they almost will work you too hard. And you'll be like, oh, my God. But you'll appreciate it because you're going to learn all these other additional skills. So, and it's a much better job. Because
yes.
you're kind of bored with what you're doing now. You're way too smart for what you're doing.
Yes.
And also, it can make, no, you're way too smart. And also, God doesn't like when we keep, you know, stay at a job that is below what we can do for several
yes.
reasons. One, we're here to learn on earth. And two, you know, God doesn't want us lazy. That's two. And three is you're taking a job from someone who maybe that's as high a level as they could achieve. Do you know what I mean? That might be someone else's dream job. And
but
it's
the
not
company,
yours.
Right. You know what? It was the company I wanted to work with, but not doing what I wanted to do. So I was like, okay, well, maybe this is a foot in the door. But once I got there, I realized, no, I don't.
Okay. That now you realize 21st century isn't like 20th century. 20th century, you'd work as a sweeping the floor in Sears, and you would work your
right.
way up to president because they could see your skill. No, in America now, if you're doing a really good job at the level you're doing and you're underpaid, they ain't moving you up. Okay? So, so if you want to move up, you got to move up and out, out and up. Okay? You move out to
yeah.
another job and you move up. It's sad that you can't move up within a job. It really doesn't happen very often anymore. And that's why every 3 to 5 years, people are getting another job because they just,
yeah.
they've reached, okay. And it makes sense to the company. If you're being underpaid and they're getting a perfect job from you.
Right, right. They're benefiting, right.
It's their benefit. It's not for yours, but it's for theirs.
Right.
So learn in America how it works now. It's, you know, after you, you know, you figure out you're not moving up and you would think it would make logical sense. You know, I'm a good worker, you know, find another position. What really frustrates my clients, they stay 10 years at a job and they think they're going to become the boss in it now because they've been there 10 years. And then they're shocked when the boss leaves and they don't get the promotion. Someone comes in from the outside and all of a sudden these people come in and they're making $20,000 more than this person's making that they've been working for 10 years.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's how it is. You're doing a phenomenal job at a low salary. That's where you're going to
yeah.
stay.
Yeah, it's about valuing yourself.
Right. I mean, and in my clients that are teachers and they can't get jobs and they become TAs, I'm like, that's the
mm-hmm.
biggest mistake you'll ever make because you're not going to get a job in that district as a teacher because they got you as a TA. They got a teacher school at a TA salary. Nope.
Okay, well, okay, so I have a JD, which is like in law, right? But
right.
I'm not a lawyer yet until, like, I have some exams to finish. I'm waiting for some results and everything, and I have some more to take.
So I'm kind of like, I would love to get a law clerk or law job, but most of them.
That's why I got the justice card, the law. You need, you know, and for you, if you get your door, you know, foot in the door of law, they may not promote you there either, but at least when you get your next job as a lawyer, you've already been in, like, they know you, that counts as experience.
Right, because that's what I was going to say. So if I'm applying for private, because I've been applying for a lot of private legal positions and I haven't gotten them, but some agencies told me because I'm overqualified and they know that once I get admitted, I'm going to not want to be a lawyer. I'm not going to want to be a paralegal, which is true. So I was trying to see if I could get with a company I could grow with, possibly.
Right, that would make sense to you. And you might want to approach, say, some firms or whatever with that, that you, you know, you're willing to start at that, you're going to get your law degree and you'd like to grow within the company. You know, there are a few companies that, especially in law, that you might be able to get that with. And, you know, again, it's hard. People typecast people. People assume.
Yeah.
People assume.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't want to give someone a job when they're 60 because they say, well, they may only stay 5 years. The average person stays 3 to 5 years. Okay. So, you know,
right.
you might get that 60-year-old might stay till they're 75. You might get 15 years out of that person, you know, but realize in your field, it does look like you can get your foot in the law field. And are you studying for your test?
Well, I'm waiting for results for one of them. I feel pretty good about it. I had two dreams about it, and in each of the dreams, I passed in the dreams.
Good.
But the other two are pretty easy. I don't. I'll start. I didn't take them yet, but I'm taking them this year. But they're pretty easy. Once you get the big one out the way, you're good.
But I definitely keep getting the justice card. It has the scale of justice. It's a law. It's a card I use for law. You're definitely going to get a job as a lawyer soon. So
good. I want that. I want to use my skills. I want to enhance my skills. It's like, you know,
right.
This,
and again,
this other stuff is a little boring.
You know, in the beginning, you know, you have to learn your skill. And
yeah, right. Yeah, I want to
really
keep. Yeah, I want to practice. Yeah.
You don't get paid what you're really worth, but. Figure out how you can have your own practice, put your own shingle up, and that's where you'll make your most money.
Yeah.
On your own. But first you have to learn, you know, you have to learn what you're doing. But,
do you know, I don't know if you get how you do time and stuff like that. Do you, cause I'm kind of looking, I'm starting to look now, like I'm going to start looking now. I'm just, hopefully I'll get something soon.
Yes. It looks really good. Really good. And you'll be learning a lot, and it looks really great here career-wise. So learn all you can, even though it looks like you're going to get a job that you're going to really, they're going to really work you like a donkey, okay? And
I don't like jobs like that.
Right, but you know that they're going to do that, but at least you're going to learn a lot of skills there. And after you master them, you can move on. But ultimately, I keep getting you self-employed. What kind of law do you want to do? What do you want to specialize
in? I'm interested in, I'm open to like real estate or like IP and trademark and stuff like that, and litigation. Or like something like that, or entertainment, something like that.
Okay,
something light and happy.
Okay, light and happy. That's what we want. We don't want you surrounded by divorce or criminal law, okay?
Right.
I'm not saying that.
Right. Right,
but it looks like real estate or corporate law of some sort.
Yeah.
So really, really good things for you. And, you know, again, you're doing your job, you know, good, and you thought maybe they would grow with you and let you grow, but no. I'm glad you saw the writing on the wall for yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
When our gut tells us that we ain't going anywhere, we're not going anywhere. And I mean, like, trust that little voice telling you, honey. Nope. You know, you're not breaking through any ceiling, glass ceilings there. But But everything looks good. Let us know when you get your score from your test, because it looks really great.
I will.
I remember
definitely.
We talked
Thank
to you a
you.
While ago, and you were like, and I remember you were the one that always you used your ears and not reading so much.
Yes, and you know what? This time I don't know what I did differently, but this time when I took it, I read every question, almost every, I think I only, maybe skipped or maybe three questions per thing, and out of 100.
Wow.
And yeah, and I felt like I was understanding. Remember you? I was understanding the topics this time around. Remember before I was like, I would know what they were talking about.
And remember I told you, if it's really a stumper, don't spend a half an hour on it. Go to the next one.
Yeah, okay. And I was able to read. I read every question, and I got to the end, and it was a different experience.
Right. You see, and you approached it differently. So sometimes with testing, if you have to approach it differently than you were doing, and that was good. That was good.
Yeah.
You know what? You're going to laugh. I thought about you 2 days ago. And wondering,
really?
And little did I know that I should know as a psychic that maybe you were thinking of calling into the show or something, that I got your message.
Yeah.
But I was thinking about you and wondering about you. And I'm so glad to hear from you because I just knew that, if you approach that test differently, you should have. And remember, I told you the client that I had that wasn't good at reading and the lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
I never told you he's a lawyer now, and he had his first job and didn't pay that great.
Oh.
Well, you already got the second one.
Okay,
a year
good.
Later, that pays really good. So.
Yep, that's how you got to do it. Yep.
Mm-hmm. So.
Well,
thank you.
I will definitely let you know what happened. I definitely will let you know.
Okay, we can't wait. Okay, it's like yes, we'll keep our fingers crossed. Well, good luck.
Right.
We're going to try to get one last caller in. Thank you for calling in. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Hey, interesting. Two career ones today, huh?
Oh, yes. Very cool.
Right. And it's interesting because, sometimes people don't realize, like Kathy, about the slush pile. I mean, it's good to know, like, what goes on. Like, how do I send these things? I never hear anything. You know, it's like, sometimes you wonder, are they getting them? Did they get them? is anybody getting what I'm sending out there? Depressing.
Exactly. That's why it's really, really important to do follow-up calls, because sometimes what will happen is people will call up, Cindy, help me. And then you never know how it turned out.
Right, exactly.
Was it a long process?
Right. I mean, I just like hearing, how the outcomes, because what happens for me when you hear people whose lives moved on and changed after a reading or whatever. That really, makes me want to keep doing this, that it's helping, Like, it's good. It's nice to hear when people are moving forward and what's happening in their life. But I like Katie. She's really got good energy, that one. So we have Kimmy.
Does.
Kimmy is in Florida, correct? And
I actually did not even screen Kimmy because I figured she emailed you, so we were just going to jump right into it. We were kind of crunched.
Okay, we can jump right into it.
So let's go to Kimmy.
Okay.
Kimmy, you're on the air.
Hi, girls. How are you?
Good. How are you, Kimmy?
I'm doing good. Thank you for taking my call tonight.
Always.
That's true. Okay, well, you always tell me to keep you posted, like you've been talking about. As you know, I had that relationship that was on and off for a while, and it's officially over for a year, and I'm good.
Okay, good.
And, yeah, it needed to be, and I'm good. So I've done a lot of healing on myself and reflecting on, always accept what I'm worth and what I deserve. And so I had met somebody through work like 2 months, but it's just like 2 months ago, and it's just been very slow, which is fine with me. Maybe a little bit too slow, but that's okay. And I was just, I have two questions for you. One was, how does this relationship look for me in the future? I mean, could he, I just feel like we connected and stuff, like immediately, like I've kind of known him already. And it's like amazing. It's like amazing. And, but it's just what's confusing me is how slow it's going. I know he's got a couple of things that he's taking care of and anyway. And then the other question was, I had a little fallout with a girlfriend And she never really wanted to hear my side of the story. And I'm like, she's like a sister to me, and I'm really disappointed. And I was just curious, is she ever going to, like, reach out and say, hey? Like,
isn't
talk
it
about
funny?
This?
Did you know her a very long time?
No, I've known her for about 5 months, but we got real super close. Like, we went camping every weekend in my RV. And
Remember the prince or princess that becomes the beast, whether it's in a friendship or work or a relationship, is usually three to 5 months to 6 months is when things can have a falling out. And it looks like you had brought the best out in her, but she's kind of a Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, this one. She has a good side. She has a not-so-great side. And, you know, again,
she's kind of standing up for another coworker that she knew for 6 years. And I don't even know really, I didn't really have a fallout with the other coworker. We just ran into, like, there was a jealousy there. And that's all it was. And she kind of, like, was like, well, I feel she's friends with her longer. So she just went, you know, was like, you know, she's honoring her more than me. And, I mean, that's, she's loyal, and I get that. But, I mean, I'm also, like, your friend. And I feel like I deserve, you know. So I'm disappointed in that, you know, and I'm sad.
Right. I can understand that. But you were at the point where, you know, she did side with the other person. It looks like in the future you might become work friends, but I don't see this whole friendship ever happening again, you know, where you're
you
close
don't.
As you were. No. You know, for some reason.
Well,
you know,
I'm actually leaving the company because I've been always looking for something different, and it's weird how it all worked out. But I didn't want to leave on those terms. You know, I was hoping that, you know, maybe me not working there would make it a little bit better. You know what I mean?
No, but I'm seeing no here.
Okay. Okay.
So
I kind
consider
of,
you know, not all friendships are meant to last forever. Not all relationships are meant to last forever. You probably learned something from this. Situation, but you know, it looks like she's sort of, you know, somehow she thinks you did something or said something that she didn't like, and she never really talked about it with you. So how can you help this? If some people, you know, don't just end friendships, people. If somebody said something or offended you or did something, talk about it. You know what I mean? Because you don't
right.
even know what you did, or you know, and it
I honestly don't even know what I did, but I mean, I'm just assuming she's just. Like her friend is upset, so she's just gonna be like, "Well, my friend's upset, so I've known her longer," and that's just like catty crap to me at our age, you know.
She was jealous. The other friend was jealous that you know you horned in on the friendship, and like you know, you remember the expression "flat leave"? Like she flat left the other friend, and
yeah.
went over to you. So it is kind of sort of a jealousy. It definitely is
well,
a jealousy.
Well, you know what? They never even hung out. They were just work buddies. Like where we were work buddies and hung out on weekends, and like it was just like amazing. Like and I love her, and I'm just so you don't even see her reaching out to say hey because I can't. I've already reached out 3 times and she's not responding. So I was just curious.
But it also shows
her, like
something
time
like,
will heal.
You know, you can also see that you know she. Her friend was jealous of you, and you know, she didn't give you an opportunity to talk to you or say anything. So she's kind of a Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. She has a good side and a bad side. In the beginning, like with a love affair, you bring out the best in a person, and then the other side comes out. You don't have to even do anything for that other side to come out. It just comes out.
Yeah.
You know? And then you're like, what? What the fuck happened?
Yeah.
That's a
exactly.
Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. And
I mean, everybody looks at things differently, but I mean, I would not flat leave a friend like that. I would at least say, hey, what's your story? What happened? You know what I mean? At least give someone a chance here. I mean, that's just what you do. But
right.
apparently she doesn't. So you don't see her, like, you just think the friendship is over. Like, you don't see her reaching out at all?
No, not really, especially once you leave
yeah.
the company. So just let it go.
Yeah.
And again, not all relationships are meant to last forever. It happens
right.
in love. How many guys did you think you love and the 5 month market crumbles? And
mm-hmm.
you sort of were seeing each other all the time. It was kind of like a love affair at some level. You're seeing each other on weekends, you're going, he's like, and then, you know.
It was literally like that.
Okay, and
because
it happens. If it was a man, you'd kind of go, okay, this is what happens sometimes. But it's just that it's, you don't really expect it to happen in friendships, but it can. And
apparently.
And you can't even take it.
Well, good to know. Now I can kind of let that at rest. Like you said, hope, and I was just like, you know what? Let me have some closure here. Some, I have to figure out some kind of closure. And if,
well,
you
can have closure when you
leave.
I mean, I would just say to her, look, I really enjoyed you, and I'm sorry if I did something to hurt you or offend you, because I certainly didn't mean to, and I'm wishing you well, you know, just like that, you know.
Well, I mean, she hasn't spoken to me in a week, so I guess maybe I should just leave it alone, right?
Yeah, well, sometimes when people don't want to show the high level of narcissism when people do that.
Yeah.
You're a narcissist, you know what I mean? Because I couldn't do that, so if you were talking to me or asking me, I would at least respond to you. And if I had real facts, you know, say I said, Kimmy, you stole from me, you did ABCD, I mean, you had to do something, that's why I'm not talking to you, okay? I would give you the reasons, okay? But
well, there is no facts here, so
that's what I'm saying. So it's just purely emotional. Or I mean, you may have said something that you didn't know offended her, you know. You don't know. Some people are very touchy.
Yeah.
Like,
you're
I'm not a touchy person. You could say whatever you want to me, or you could, I don't care who you like as a politician, but I'm not going to have a fight over with you, okay? I'm just going to have a conversation and talk. I don't get offended very easily, okay? But some people can get really offended, and maybe you didn't even know you said something. Maybe you said it as a joke or in light, and she
right.
could have taken it. But you have
yeah.
to tell people. You have
right.
to say to them, I didn't like when you said blah, 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 blah. So you can talk
yeah,
about
well,
it.
Yeah, we didn't have even a chance to go there, but I know like we're gonna kind of end, and I was wondering about this
okay,
guy
now,
that it,
I see
moving
it
slowly.
A very strong soulmate connection here, but 2 months if he's still taking it slow, looks like he's scared. You know, it's the same commitment bullshit we always talk about with people. I mean, it looks like he's been hurt in the past. Did you talk about that with him at all?
Well, he was divorced 3 years ago, and then had a girlfriend for a few years, and he's recently just got out of that. So he's
right,
just kind of like he wasn't really right.
He's stinging a little
I was
bit.
Just wondering,
okay.
Right, and I was just wondering, is he going to move forward a little bit faster, like in maybe a month or so? Or?
Okay, yeah, the 3 month mark. Okay, remember the 3 month mark is when the princess becomes the beast. If they're going to be that way, he's just waiting to see if he's going to become a beast. Okay, take it a little slow. Okay, you know, like
oh, I'm not.
He doesn't necessarily trust his judgment with women. So he's just kind of feeling it out. And you know,
I mean,
I would be patient.
Is he done with his ex-girlfriend? Like he's like
that
I'm
was a really toxic relationship, and it's still showing up here. So I'm not sure if she's still texting him or something. There's still something going on here. And
yeah.
So
and I'm wondering
if
that's what's the hesitant, because I mean he can't. I mean he texts me all day, all night, FaceTime. It's amazing. And you know I mean. It's just like to me, I'm like, okay, let's, you know, I mean, I don't mind going slow, but I was just like, you know, maybe he's just not quite ready there. And I was just wondering, is it me? Is there another girl? Is it the girlfriend? I mean, I just want to know where I'm going with it. Like, do you see him stepping
up? Well, you
up
need to
dating,
ask him.
Like,
you need to ask him.
Well, I did. And he's just like, you know, he's got a couple projects that he's been taking care of, but business wise, and that he's been occupied with that. And I totally get it.
Okay,
and,
why does he text you? He can't talk to you at night, or he can't talk to you on the phone?
No, he does.
Okay,
he does. He does. Yeah,
and
no,
how
he does. That's what I'm saying. It's a lot all day. Like, it's constant. It's
so
constant.
Why do you think it's
and
not moving fast enough then?
I would like to see him more than I do.
And
he's divorced, and his kids come first, and he's got 50-50, and when he's got the kids, he's all about them. And, you know, I mean, they're older. They're, what, one's going off to college, and then there's a one that's 10th grade, and she's a hot mess. She's into now smoking pot. And
yeah, yeah,
you know,
I can see that. I mean, he's got his hands full, so be a little patient with him.
And,
okay.
And I am, and I totally, I am. I was just kind of hoping, like, I really like him, and it's the first person, like, I
well, you
like,
know
let
that
go
you don't
handy.
Take anything slow, okay, Kimmy? So even with your friend, you was all with her for 5 months, and then it blew up. Sometimes you just got to, like, take it a little slow. I mean, you know with me, I'll tell you when it's too slow, like the year. But right now, just enjoy it. Don't put him under pressure. He seems to have a lot of pressure from a lot of, you know, people right now, including his hot mess daughter. So you might want to, you know, not add to that. you know, and
yeah,
see
no,
where
I'm not
goes.
Saying a word. I'm not even pressuring. I honestly just let them text me. You know, I don't chase, and I'm you know, let them court me. So I'm kind of like, okay, but I just figured let me get a little advice from you. Like, what do you see for my future with him? Like, you see him coming around?
Well, it's kind of too early to tell fully here. But, you know, he really cares about, and he seems to be a nice enough guy here. So I would just give him a little time.
Yeah, I mean, like,
happens.
My golf cart broke, and he's like, well, I'm going to take care of your golf cart. Don't worry about it. Like, he's just a very giving, generous, caring, you know, we communicate. It's amazing. And I just, like, all this that I get, and I was just like, okay.
Yep, and I see it. And, again, it's a lot of it. He's got a lot on his plate. So,
yeah.
You know, he's talking to you regularly and all of that, so that's good. You know what I mean? So do us a favor and call in like 2 or 3 weeks and see what's happening there. But, I mean, he looks like a good guy. I mean, he just has a lot on his plate. So
yeah.
He's not one of those
people. Do you think he's going to come around in like a month or something? I mean, do you see anything?
Well, I don't know if you want to tell him you want to see him a little bit more often. He's going to have to put you in
the I do tell him.
And if he doesn't, then he's going to lose you, ultimately.
Right. Oh, no. I mean, I do get my point across, that's for sure. But I'm not, like, texting. I'm always like, you know, you're busy. I don't want to, you know, you can text me when you're ready. And he's like, he likes that. He's like, just don't change, be who you are. And so,
right.
You know, he's like, well, you can text me too, you know. And I'm like, I do, you know, I just feel like, you know, like, I would like to see you more and you don't. So, and you'd like me to text more. And I mean, I could, but I just feel like, I'm like, I don't know.
Well, give it a little,
and
just be a little patient.
Okay.
Be a little patient here.
Okay.
Okay. You know, by 3 month mark, things, you really know where things are going to start going or not going. So, you know, it's a little premature. Let's see what happens in the next month if it moves forward. And anyway, we're at the end of our show, and they're going to knock us off in about a second, Blog Talk Radio.
Yep.
So call in again and let us know, okay? And
I will.
Good luck to you. And thanks for calling in. Nicole, good night. We'll talk next week. Thank you for everything. Interesting callers tonight. And have a great week, everybody. Bye.